My life provides the world an opportunity to see the future in real time, to view the confidence of a winner in a beautiful package. My smile emulates the sun in ways that makes those around me feel the warmth of my love. Joy creates the type of breeze that brings new direction to those that doubt spring is coming. The cooling blue skies that exist in my world are truly infectious. I hate the thought of slumber because it denies me too many moments when I'm not impacting the world. The passion I have for life cannot be contained by the dark clouds of my personal doubts. I have mastered my own negativity in a way that reduces any reduction in my productivity. Now every day is the net profit of my existence. My ball of life bounces off the foundation of obstacles, which were overcome with a smile. I now see the roadblocks as the items that give my reason for living value. My self-worth is discovered in the way that I enjoy bringing happiness to others. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, 6 p.m. Sunday through Friday, East Coast time, 3 p.m. West Coast time, Saturday at 8 p.m. East Coast time, and 5 p.m. West Coast time. This is a platform for your voice to be heard loud and clear. It is important that we participate in our world in a way that brings greatness to our existence. It is now time that we make sure that we no longer exist on the sideline, but are fully involved in the game that is going to determine our fate. I look forward to you calling in my show, 657-383-0309, so that your voice is heard without a filter.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. You know, guys, we've had a tremendous lot of our entertainers leave us unexpectedly. And what I heard today is no different. And I just want to spend some time playing the music of a person that I believe was one of the greatest entertainers and just deserves a spot on our love list when it comes to entertainment. We only have 30 minutes today, but I just wanted to pay tribute to this man and spend some time talking about his contribution to the music world. Before I get started with playing some of his music, I do want to ask Regina. Regina, are you going to be on this evening, or when does your show start, Regina?
I am looking forward to my program starting March. I had some things that I had to take care of personally in order to be able to be prepared to deliver my best self to my community.
All right. I just want to make sure that I give you every opportunity to highlight when your program will be beginning, because you've been such a supporter of my show. I want to equally support your show as well. Dee, how are you
James,
doing this evening? Go ahead, Regina.
James, even when I was on before, you were a very wonderful supporter of my program. And since I've been in hiatus, I supported you, but we've always supported each other. So that will be no different. And so we'll be good. We'll be good.
Oh, you can believe that. I will be there because you know I love talking. So any opportunity I'm here to share my thoughts is a good day. Dee, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing also fine, y'all. How y'all doing?
All right, Dee, did you hear that Al Jarreau had passed away?
No, I had no idea who it was until you actually spoke of it.
Well, I tell you what, he was one of my favorites. His music was just so enjoyable and different that he was a mainstay, and I just truly loved him. So I'm going to take a short break and just listen to some of his music, and we'll come back and continue our conversation.
Okay.
Space and time keeps the galaxy Wow, I tell you guys, that brings back some heartfelt feelings. I will be the one to hold you after all. After all, I will be the one to love you. I mean, that's some serious stuff right there, boy. I'm gonna have to write something this evening. Boy, I am gonna have to listen to that about 10 or 15 times and just soak it into my spirit and see what comes out. That's just deep stuff. Andre, you know anything about that Al Jarreau type music?
I just caught the end of it. Al Jarreau, not so much. I know he was good, but I didn't really line with him too much.
Well, I tell you what, you missed the treasure, girl. But I'm gonna hook you up when I send you some of my thoughts after listening to his. We only have 30 minutes this evening, but Cassie, were you familiar with Al Jarreau's work?
I'm sorry, no.
Okay, well, look at Regina. What in the world were they listening to? You know, they must not know. You know.
Oh no. Do you all remember the program Moonlighting theme for that program?
Yeah, he was truly a deep. It was a kind of jazz, blues, just deep music and lyrics were something deep, and I just couldn't believe.
He was so much fun.
And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It was heartbreaking to hear that he had left in 76. And for some artists, that's pretty young, even though we've had some young ones to leave right now. But his music was truly a gift. I'm going to play one more of his singles, and we'll continue our conversation. Yes, we're in this love together. Boy, I tell you what, I enjoyed that. I was introduced to him while I was in college, and so I had a lot of his music. And, again, I am so sad to hear that he is he's gone on and transitioned. I will be listening to a lot of his things and seeing what he can birth in my spirit, because I just think that he was a tremendous artist, and it's so important for us to appreciate those who put a little more life into their music. You know, Al Jarreau was one of those kind of people who didn't just sing off the top of his head. You know, he put his mind, body, and soul into his music, and he didn't allow people to commercialize him. He just gave you his music from his heart, and I truly appreciate him. And I want to show reverence to him this evening by playing his music and just talking about him a little bit. I was surprised that he was, he had left at 76. Again, for some of our entertainers, 76 is kind of young, but we have been getting used to people early on leaving us. And so, Kathy, what are your thoughts about, you know, how it seems like we're weathering a storm right now when it comes to some of our entertainers leaving us.
Good question.
I was just saying, you know, it seems like we've been weathering a storm with so many of our entertainers leaving us, some early and some in our late years, but there seems to be quite a few deaths of people who we truly hold special.
Well, you know, I just got to go back to the Bible. It says everybody has a day that they will be leaving us, and it's the reason why it seems as though we can see them is because they are in the limelight, and there are a lot of people that have left here that we don't even know about, you know, but because their number has been called, their time is up. And you honoring him today, I'm sure he will be very, very appreciative of them. But my thing is when people start playing their music after they're gone, I think if you like an artist, or, you know, if you have an artist that you really, really like, that you should honor them while they're here, not when they pass. Not saying that that's what you're doing, but I know that's usually how it goes. And on the radio stations, when someone passes, they usually begin to play their music over and over again. But my thing is, give me my flowers while I'm alive. Don't wait until I'm dead to honor me, because I don't know that I'm being honored.
Well, I tell you what, I'm sure that he received a lot of great honors while he was alive. But you're so right that we need to take advantage of celebrating those, everybody, when they're here. And that's a common thought. Regina, what has been your experience with Al Jarreau and what he's brought to the table? I know I've only been able to go to at least one of his concerts when he came to South Carolina State, but I'm telling you what, he put on a show.
Well, we've been very fortunate here in Columbia that we have a young lady who has a foundation called the Auntie Karen Foundation, and she brings in artists once a year, and he's been here several times. One time I did get the pleasure of sitting in with him as he quote-unquote ministered to some high school musicians, and it was just a phenomenal experience. So Thursday, when I heard that he'd been hospitalized for exhaustion, and it was said that he would have to discontinue his touring and retire, I did not know that he was in that condition. I just thought it was exhaustion. So Friday, I played his music continuously in my office because I had an office day Friday. And I just enjoyed him all day and had no idea I would hear this unfortunate news today. But I love Al Jarreau's music, and I loved his spirit.
Yeah, he had a magnificent spirit. And we have to realize there are so many African Americans out there who give us so much of themselves through song. Andre, what are your thoughts about how much we are given through the talents of African Americans? Are you there with us, Andre? You know, I am just so, you know, this radio show gives me an opportunity to just share what I think in regards to what, you know, what entertainers do for us when every day I'm on the show talking. But, you know, we just need to be happy and pleased about the committed entertainers who are out there giving us good music. We need to support them. We need to really stop selling them short by buying so many of these bootleg CDs and that kind of thing. You know, I go into iTunes and buy their singles. Because their singles inspire me to write things that I believe are like birthing a baby out of me, and I just appreciate what they do to my spirit when they have me go deep into myself and try to come out with something special. So we're at our last 5 minutes of the show, you know, on Saturdays. I want to share with you all, we may be moving our Sunday show to another time so that we can get a 90-minute slot instead of a 30-minute slot on Sundays, because we, you know, when we get deep in our conversation, we don't want to be slighted by time. But I just want to thank you all so much. And because you all bring so much to the table, and there is very little we can talk about in 30 minutes and really get the conversation done. And so I just want to appreciate you. Again, just before we close out, I want to play another Al Jarreau song and come back and have our final conversation. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Guys, I want to appreciate you calling in this Sunday and just want to thank you for sharing in our tribute to Al Jarreau. See you all tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time. And we got 1 day left, actually 2 days left, to discuss love and connection before Valentine's Day.